This is a dictation for Mr. Danny Seward, D-A-N-N-Y-S-E-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 5-8-1958. Date of accident is 9-27-2023. Date of service is 5-15-2024. Mr. Danny Seward is suffering from various symptoms, allegedly as a result of an automobile accident that happened on 9-27-2023 when a semi-tractor trailer made a wide turn and climbed over his rear four wheels, climbed over his car on the left side, crushing it, totaling it. He injured in his head along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion, loss of memory, lack of focus, blurred vision, spots in the vision. The patient has been seeing a neurologist. He's been seeing a psychiatrist, neuropsych, as well as counseling is ongoing. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the neck, which is 9 to 10 to begin with, and the mid-back and lower back. He also has a shooting pain and numbness, tingling of the left leg posteriorly all the time, as well as to the left arm, especially in the upper arm. He also has a pain in the left shoulder, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the range of movements are limited to 150 degrees. He also has a pain in the right shoulder. The MRI has been done on the last visit and will be discussed later. So overall, his pain is between 7 and 8, with the ADLs being affected 8. Patient reports 80% improvement in overall symptoms, except for the numbness and tingling of the right leg and left arm, with weakness of the left arm, motor weakness. In the ADLs, so please review the records for the ADLs and system review. And then additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 205/127, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The repeat blood pressure was 148/114, and pulse was 83 after 20 minutes with carotid sinus massage. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 4/29/2024, dictation number 0508-063. Please mention in the physical examination, patient appears to be extremely panic, anxiety and sweating throughout. His palms are all red, and physical findings are still the same, both sides. His left shoulder, he can move up to 180 degrees, but the right shoulder is limited to 90 degrees. With the painful rotator cuff region on the right, as well as on the left. So diagnosis remains the same. The plan is like this. The patient has had an MRI for the right shoulder without contrast recently on May 8th, and it shows that there is a supraspinatus tendinosis. The patient has tried physical therapy for a long time, more than 6 months, and it is advised to him that some injections might bring some relief. He also had a MRI for the thoracic spine that showed a herniated disc at T1, T2, T7 and T8, and T8 and 9. In addition, patient has a herniated disc and the disc involvement of the C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1 with bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis, as well as the patient has a finding in the left shoulder that shows supraspinatus tendinosis, infraspinatus tendinosis, and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, inferior labral tear, coracoacromial ligament strain, and bone marrow edema in the humeral head. Okay. And in the lumbar spine, the patient is found to have issues in the L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. And so the patient has been provided information, and he will be scheduled for injection treatment to begin for both the shoulders as well as for the lumbar spine times 4 and cervical spine times 2 before recommending any other treatment options. So far he is stable. For his blood pressure, I have provided him Toprol XL 100 mg a day. In addition, Cozaar 50 mg. And I have advised him to take blood pressure several times, call his primary care physician, and also call the neurologist to be seen. Thank you. And other than that, patient is stable. He's provided with only one medicine, Xanax, 0.5 mg PRN, so that he can calm down his nerves. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.